Ireland is a well-known destination for multinational companies looking for favorable tax laws. More than 700 U.S. corporations have a presence there, including Facebook and Google. But Ireland has a growing startup scene of its own, and one that's starting to attract American investors, especially from farming states. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman recently traveled to Ireland with an ag delegation from St. Louis to get a look.
At Ireland's National Plowing Championships, watching farmers skillfully till the earth is the heart of the event. But the more than 280,000 visitors who attend Europe's largest ag showcase each fall also are on the lookout for what's new in agriculture, from vendors in hundreds of white tents outside Tullamore, Ireland. In this tent, the founders of the startup Mucol explain their product. CEO Emmett Savage describes it as a mobile phone for a cow's tail.
What the device does is it measures contractions in the onset of labor in a pregnant cow. We use those contractions and the tail movements associated with those contractions to accurately predict when a cow is going to calf. And based on that information, we send a text message to the farmer to notify him the calving is about 1 hour away.
That means farmers can go to bed knowing they'll be alerted if one of their cows goes into labor. But Mucol is getting interest from far outside Ireland's farming community. The startup recently signed a multi-million dollar distribution agreement with Animal Health International, a veterinary and farm supply company headquartered in Colorado.
That's a huge deal for us. We're really excited about partnering with these guys. They're such a massive outfit, and I think they're going to be very instrumental in rolling Mucol out in the U.S.
Mucol and lots of other Irish startups are getting investment and access to global markets with help from Ireland's government. The agency Enterprise Ireland has offices in more than 30 foreign countries and invests in about 250 startups a year.
We are the third largest funder of startups globally in terms of volume of deals.
Enterprise Ireland CEO Julie Cinnamon says with a population of 4.5 million people, Ireland has to think in terms of exports. But she says attracting foreign interest requires real innovation.
And I often say, people don't buy products from Ireland because we're nice people. We are nice people, but they buy them because they solve problems and they actually really do something different.
Enterprise Ireland put that innovation on display with a startup pitch competition at the National Ploughing Championships.
What's going to happen this morning is that we are going to have the pitches from six companies.
The judges included Brian Clevenger, an American investor who's visiting the championships for the first time.
I've never seen anything even remotely like this.
Clevenger is a managing director of the Yield Lab, a St. Louis-based accelerator that provides $100,000 investments each to about six companies a year, along with mentorship.
We looked around at a variety of different places to have a European footprint. And I got to tell you, Ireland blew us away with how aggressively and how clearly they wanted us to be here in Ireland.
While the Yield Lab is looking for a European foothold in Ireland, other groups are hoping Irish startups will expand into the U.S. The nonprofit BioSTL spent the last 2 years on an initiative to get bioscience startups from Israel to put a presence in St. Louis. But Executive Director Don Rubin says recently, Ireland grabbed their attention.
It turns out that Ireland is jam-packed with innovation. And we have, for the last several months, been working with Ireland to identify companies that could benefit from being in St. Louis.
Mucol, the company that just made the deal with the American Animal Health Company, already has a distribution center in Kansas. CEO Emmett Savage says he expects they'll open offices in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere. But Mucol's headquarters, he says, will remain here in Ireland. For Here and Now, I'm Maria Altman.